It's time for Product Genius with Tiffany Krumman.
Greetings and salutations, everybody. It's your slight. Oh, there they are. Wow. Wow. Very excited crowd here at Atlanta Tech Park. And then they got very quiet very quickly. As I was saying, before I was not rudely interrupted by our fake studio audience, I am your slightly annoying co-host, Stephen Julian. With me, as always, across the table is the host of the show, the star of the show, the almost soon to be mom again of the show. It is Tiffany Krumman's. Hello there, Tiffany.
Thank you for joining me, Stephen, as always.
Thank you for allowing me to continue on the show. We are not alone today. We've got a fantastic guest that has one of the coolest products that I've ever gotten to interview. And we've interviewed some people with some cool products, but it is manly and yet feminine at the same time. Right?
Yeah.
It's a tool in the kitchen that Tim Allen from Home Improvement would be. I don't want to get sued by Mr. Allen, so I won't copy his grunt. But yeah, I can't wait to hear about that. Before we get to that, you are with child.
I am.
Are you tired of strangers coming up and rubbing your belly?
No, I'm just tired. Yeah,
right. Yep. Right.
I'm really tired.
There is a internet video of you and your family having a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
with markering funny faces.
Yeah, we drew on my belly and did a fun dance. So I mean I've been home a lot,
right?
Because I've had to rest because of pregnancy issues, and so we get a little bored and we start doing silly stuff, and that was one of the many things we did.
It's hilarious. And it should be the pilot of a new sitcom. Speaking of sitcoms, Gifford Pace from FSI is here.
Well, hi, how are you?
The situational comedy that is Fulfillment Strategies International. Actually not. It's a wonderful third-party logistics company that there's nothing funny about logistics.
Okay. I deadpan that.
What am I supposed to do with that? You are, of course, FSI third-party logistics. For those people that are just catching on with our show and haven't listened to the archives, tell everybody about FSI and what you guys do.
Oh, well, we do inventory management and order fulfillment for consumer product companies. Basically, if you sell something on the internet, or if you want to have people buy something from the internet, you got to store that somewhere. Somebody's got to put that in a box, and somebody's got to ship it out. So that's what we do. And
Ava the Elephant is actually going to be there.
Yep.
Really nice. Soon.
Yep. And in addition to that, we also do kitting and subscription boxes. So.
And the website is FSI3PL.com.
That's correct.
And it doesn't take a ton of logic to recognize why you are a partner of this show, and we are so grateful for it, because you help product-based businesses, especially some of the smaller ones and some of the largest ones. So the logistics is so important. And so you want to shine a spotlight on small business. And you guys give back through this show, and you help partner with us for this show. And so we shine a spotlight on Shark Tank companies, and we shine a spotlight sometimes on other small businesses that haven't yet gotten on Shark Tank. So thank you for your partnership. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Very good deadpan of my bad joke. So there, it is no laughing matter, but we like to have fun, and business is fun. So, enough stuff. Tiffany's checking her phone for something. Gifford deadpan my joke. So let's bring in the guest. I am very, very excited and thrilled. And by the way, this is her very first appearance on any podcast.
She's going to kill it.
I mean that in a good way. A good killing. Right. And good thing she's got a chainsaw with her. Right. It's Kim Burney from Chainsaw Meat Carver, the Mighty Carver. Kim, welcome to the program.
Hi, guys. I'm glad to be here. My first podcast, so but don't mess it up.
We'll take it easy.
We will be gentle. The Chainsaw Meat Carver, also known as the Mighty Carver. What a fantastic name. What a fantastic product. It is. Everybody's got a vision right now in their head that heard that and go, what? First of all, they did a double take. What? Chainsaw Meat Carver? The Mighty Carver. Tell us more about the Mighty Carver and what it's all about.
Yeah, so Mighty Carver is an electric carving knife that looks kind of sounds and feels like a chainsaw. It's simple as that.
How exactly did that idea come to be?
Well, everybody asked that. Like, how do you come up with this idea? And we just did a lot of work on our family tree farm. And my husband, all the guys, they love power tools. They just love chainsaws. They can't get their hands in enough of them. So one day I was planning my Thanksgiving dinner, and I was thinking, you know, my grandfather's no longer with us. He always carved the turkey from, you know, the past. And it was always something we look forward to. The day of Thanksgiving, we're all sitting around, he's carving the turkey. Who's going to do it this year? And I looked at my husband and he said, not me, my son, not me. And then I thought, well, if it was a chainsaw, you know, these guys would be jumping at the chance, right? So I just kind of brought up the idea and they laughed and they thought, well, that would be a fun idea. And that's how I came up with the idea.
So did they take the turkey out and actually go at it with the chainsaw? Or
No. It just so happens because we have another business in manufacturing. I have my hands on a good engineer. My next door neighbor was a patent attorney. You know, we work with the marketing company. And right. So I just ran it all past them. And they said, you know, let's just try and do a 3D printer model. I said, let's do it. So that's how we first put our hands on one and tried it out.
That's the best when somebody's not really brand new to this industry and they can kind of play around and toy with an idea without being, you know, obviously putting a ton of money into it and focus into it.
Sure.
Just, oh, what do we think? When he did this 3D model, it didn't work though, did it?
No, we just kind of put our hands on it and figured it out, because really the Mighty Carver is just a traditional carving knife with a costume.
Gotcha.
We knew it would work, but we wanted to know how it would feel. And, you know,
does it make the noise of a chainsaw?
It's loud, but I wouldn't say it makes a chainsaw noise. I think it more looks like a chainsaw, but
you do crank it though.
Don't get to use one on a regular basis. Love it because they feel like it sounds like one.
So, but you do crank it to start it, right? That's a key little factor, right?
You don't crank it. Nope, you don't crank it.
Dang
Maybe
it.
One day we will put that option in there, but
you just
minimum viable product. Remember, we're supposed to get
sorry.
To market.
Well, it's I'm sorry, but I okay. So here we go. Here we go, Kim. You walked into it, so I'm going to ask you a hard question. On the on the Mighty Carver, it says on the tagline for MightyCarver.com, it says crank it like a chainsaw. But
yes.
It isn't actually – it's shaped like a chainsaw. It sounds a little – I like how you said that somebody who doesn't necessarily use a chainsaw all the time – but we'll like the it's got a noise.
It's got the
It's got a little bit of a chainsaw.
Yeah, because
noise.
I mean, who really wants the?
Well, there was
true
a
sound.
Christian music group out of Atlanta that had that song "Crank It Like a Chainsaw," and they initially let us buy the rights to use that. So that was kind of our theme song when we first started advertising. So that's why we use Crank It Like a Chainsaw.
Oh, now everybody's going to iTunes and they're going to download Crank It Like a Chainsaw.
I'm writing it down.
Absolutely. I hope you get a small piece of that. So this is, and on the website, obviously it says perfect gift for dad, which yes. Of course, but it is something that I think everybody likes using because it works well, correct? You can do fine cutting with this.
You can cut very thin slices and uniformly, because the advantage to having the plastic guard is that it keeps it helps you to do that, to do the thin slicing, and on especially on bread or anything that's large. But you don't have to use the guard. I like to say you can use with or without. You have the option. And for little tiny things like slicing a tomato or something like that, I take it off for like that.
Huh.
Or even carving onion. We every year we have a pumpkin carving contest at our house, and each one of the kids gets the big kids, I say adult kids, gets their own carver, and they
oh,
all compete.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing that this chainsaw for sure does that other chainsaws don't do is you can actually wash it in the dishwasher. So
yes, the motor part, the handle, but definitely the needs and the guard for sure.
Okay. And because your regular chainsaw that you have in your garage, please do not place it in your dishwasher. That is not being recommended by.
Or use it in your
or use it on the turkey.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, that would. The smell of gasoline in your house.
And oil.
And oil. Not a good mixture. Not with turkey. Yeah. I don't like that. I mean, I like my turkey a little well done.
You don't want it dry.
Like yeah.
Yeah, the fun thing is after people use it, they all say it's strangely satisfying.
They walk away saying so. #strangely satisfying. I'm stealing that, but it's also going to refer back to your company. I think that's fantastic. I think you've got your tagline. That is fantastic. I love that. So the name Mighty Carver, Was it just the best descriptive name? Is there a little more behind that? I mean, I get the Carver part, but, calling it the Mighty Carver, was it going for masculinity? I said it reminded me of an old superhero cartoon like Mighty Mouse with symphonic music behind it. Dun, 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 the Mighty Carver. Talk a little bit about where the name came from.
Well, I love your romantic view of it, but it was really pretty simple, a little simpler than that. Really, we came up, I sat down with the marketing company before I even made it. And we thought of all the SEO content, that search content that gets the most views, or, you know, however that works. I'm not familiar too much with it, but that's the name that we thought would be the best for that, for the searching.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I like that. You were like 30 steps ahead on that.
So here's a moment where the romantic, you know, the pop culture, slightly annoying, you know, romantically driven co-host and SEO lined up perfectly.
Same with Ava. Everybody always asks, does Ava have meaning and all this heart? And I'm like, no, it was a trademark issue. Like, all comes down to trademarks. So now we know that
we want it to be a yeah, movie script, but it really was like, no, I just did some analysis and it turned out, and it's great. I mean, it is a great name. So, so talk a little bit about, how, you know, 'cause you already were involved in business. You said went, got a 3D model printed from concept to the market. What kind of a time frame are we looking at here?
Well, when I first sat down and talked to my marketing people before we had anything, it was 2017. So that's when we first got our LLC started and got all that, the business side of it started. And then once we talked to my neighbor, he's a patent attorney. I was shocked to surprised that nobody had a patent for something like this. I don't know why, but so we got that started, and then our engineer got the drawings done probably in a week and a half. I mean, he was really cool on it. And then the longest part was probably 6 months to find a manufacturer in China, because we, in our other business, we manufacture here in the U.S. So we had never really done any overseas manufacturing. So that was a big learning curve for us.
So when it comes to electric knives, and by the way, I'd encourage everybody to go to mightycarver.com and we'll certainly give you opportunity to tell everybody how to order and things like that. But there's some great posts, obviously, to promote the Mighty Carver and what you guys do and your experience. But there's a great post about electric knife history, and it got me thinking that, number one, the people who have electric knives, how many people have electric knives that are 20 years old, 30 years old? I mean, it's one of those things that you only buy one and they kind of last forever. And yes, the other thing I was thinking about is those people who go, well, I don't have a 30-year-old electric knife, but if I looked at their electric knife, it would look just like the 30-year-old electric knife that I'm thinking about. So is it one of those things that it really hasn't had a lot of adjustment? And so you said, instead of adjusting it, let me change it completely into a chainsaw.
Yes, I like to say we're a new twist on a family tradition. So, mm-hmm. you know, we want to be where the kids want to go to grandpa's house and say, hey, is grandpa going to pull out that chainsaw cutter and cut that turkey, you know? Or, you know, you have your friends giving and everybody's coming over. Oh, my gosh. Look, did you hear what so-and-so pulled out that chainsaw knife? That was so cool. So that's really kind of, we just wanted to update the old knife for sure.
So for people who have not seen your Shark Tank episode, can you tell us in a nutshell kind of how it went for you guys?
Well, yeah. Well, first off, the big surprise is I had never seen Shark Tank before
walking on.
Well, not before walking on, but before I got the phone call to say, would you be interested on coming on the show?
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I thought it was a joke. I wasn't quite sure. And so they said, no, we're the real deal. And then I was kind of naive. I said, well, what would I get from it? I don't know. my husband was kicking me under the table. And he said, all right, I said, let me go home and watch the show and then I'll call you back and let you know what I think.
I bet they love that, actually. Yeah.
They're like, we don't usually get that. Yeah.
Can I call you back in a couple days?
I'll let you know.
A doctor's appointment. I want to watch a couple shows before I call.
Yeah. So unfortunately, the first show I watched, there was Kevin O'Leary calling someone a cockroach. Right. I thought, oh my God, I don't know if this is going to be it for me. You know, right. I've got kids, I've got grandkids. I don't, what are they going to think? But then my husband said, you know what, Kim, what have you got to lose? I mean, mm-hmm. so what if you get called that? If you believe in it and it's something that, you know, you want to do, then promote it, get out there and do it. So I said, okay, I'll do it. And this was during the pandemic. So this was all really scary times. We didn't even know about flying somewhere, you know, and we didn't know they were thinking at one time they were going to do it remotely. So they would send a crew to our place and film because they were trying to figure out scrambling what they were going to do. And it was maybe 8 weeks later. We didn't have much time to prepare for the show and we were filming.
And you already had inventory at that point?
I'm sorry?
Did you already have inventory at that point?
We had some inventory, but we had ordered inventory in January and the pandemic mm-hmm. hit. And right. so it was slow getting there. And I thought, oh, gosh, what are we going to do? So I had placed the day that we were shooting, I placed an order with a gentleman that we had been using to procure our overseas manufacturing. And it was the biggest order I had made at the time. And I was real excited. We still didn't know if we were going to be on or mm-hmm. we were going to do what we were going to do. But this is another long story. But that gentleman took off with my money. I never got my orders placed. And I didn't find out till December. So we had a tough time last year. But we turned it all around, thank God, and got back on track this year. So
he was the middleman with the factory, or who was he exactly?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the middleman with the factory. We had had no problems prior with him. But I guess because of COVID, he came up, fell on hard times and took our money. So,
When did your show air again? It aired in November?
November. So we placed the order in August and I was thinking in November, okay, well, it should be coming anytime.
Oh my
gosh. What's the problem? We had all these orders. I had already sold out days after Thanksgiving. And then the 1st of December, I said, you know, I better call the factory, which I had never done before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I found out.
And I said, nope, didn't receive. Wow.
So how quickly, so how do you respond in a situation like that? Everybody who is running their own product-based business is going, I hope I never have to experience that. But if I do, what got you through that? What were some things you did?
Yeah. My advice, and I wished I had done this, is really know who your manufacturer is, establish a good relationship with them. I was so naive. Like I said, I am an accidental entrepreneur. We have been in the manufacturing business, but we've always sold wholesale. We've never had to go out, and we also manufacture in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So I've never had to use other people. We were always you know, self-sufficient in that. But it was really tough, and especially because I was thinking, I've got to make this phone call to my shark. Mm-hmm. That was going to be a tough phone call. And I thought, right before Christmas, there's nothing I can do at this point. I'm not going to worry about it until January 1st. And then I'll just dive in and keep going because, you know, the manufacturer could not start selling. And, I mean, manufacturing at that point, because
of Chinese New Year.
Yeah. Chinese New Year. And I also ended up, getting a Chinese lawyer, which I highly recommend if you're doing anything mm-hmm. overseas. He's really done so much to help me in every way. So
were you just transparent with your, first orders and on social media with what had happened? I mean, how did you, because you had a lot of orders that you had to put on hold, right?
I did. I just kept saying, you know, hey, we're anticipating getting our orders in soon. We're happy to refund you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you're willing to wait, then this is what we're looking at. Like, I think I put March in the very beginning. So it was a tough situation for sure.
You never told our listeners who your shark was.
Our shark is Damon John. We just closed the deal this week. Oh. So exciting.
Isn't that funny how it kind of works backwards? Everybody thinks that happens overnight, but yeah.
Walk off the set.
I will tell you this. When I did make the phone call to him in January, I thought, oh, he's just going to say, oh, well, we're just not going to work together anymore. But honestly, he said, that was an expensive mistake that you had, number one. And number two, he goes, I want to be your partner. So that was a good thing.
Wow, that's admirable.
That's awesome.
He stood by you on that one.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so Shark Tank experience, definitely different from a lot of other people's Shark Tank experience. But let's, I'd like to get back to the Mighty Carver for just a second, and just ask a couple other, questions. We're talking with Kim Burney. She and her husband, run, the Mighty Carver. MightyCarver.com is the website. And when you talk about the product, and we kind of talked about how electric knives haven't necessarily changed much. And so you came in and kind of used a chainsaw on it and cut through the glass ceiling there. But how the thing works, it does work similarly to other electric knives, just with a chainsaw type look. And because I'm looking at the description: dual stainless steel blade, simple blade release, lightweight but powerful, bar release for easy cleaning. But I do like the blade guard. And you said the blade guard is not, it isn't necessary, but some people, it's kind of a preference thing, or?
Yeah, it's just actually for looks. It's a guard. I think it helps also in keeping, like I said, to cut uniform pieces. It kind of gives you the stability. But it's not necessary. It's really, when you take apart the Mighty Carver, it's just an electric knife with a housing on it. So,
and I do think though, if somebody bought it and they got that guard, they're like, oh man, this turkey's going to be splattering all over the place. It really isn't. It and so let's talk about that, because again, it looks like a chainsaw, but this thing can cut as delicately. So let me ask this question. You said something about tomatoes. What is the most fine, delicate cutting that you've ever seen done with the Mighty Carver?
Well, the tomato's probably the softest, but my favorite delicate thing is if you want to cut a really thin sliced bread, and I like to get those big loaves from Panera Bread, and you can really make a really nice thin sliced bread. And it's a lot easier. And I think on my Instagram, I show the difference of just using a regular knife and a Mighty Carver.
Nice.
It's just a lot easier and quicker.
And not only that, but along with the Mighty Carver, you also get you get carving tongs, right? So this thing comes fully equipped.
You get a fork.
Yeah.
I love that you bring that up.
Sorry, not tongs. Carving
because you
fork.
Do. You picture. you associate chainsaw with, you know, power.
Yeah.
And it just like kind of flying yeah. everywhere, right?
So yeah. everything flying nice all over the kitchen.
You can do all these very delicate things.
The other thing, Alan.
Actually, oh, go ahead. I was going to say my favorite way to use it is on a pineapple. It makes cutting a pineapple yeah. super, super easy. It just slices on the outside, takes the rind off, and then slicing it thin. You could really do that then with the mighty carver as well.
Interesting. Those are hard. The other thing I'll encourage everybody to do is to go to and I'm sure you have YouTube video. I mean, I see there are links to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and LinkedIn and YouTube. So I'm sure there's videos and things like that. But some of these posts that you guys have, again, the electric knife history, and kind of talking about giving the Mighty Carver as a unique gift to dad, the Mighty Carver story, turkey carving with the Mighty Carver. And then of course there's a Shark Tank experience question and answer, a very informative website, very well done, without being, you know, not too many rabbit holes to get lost on, but certainly lots of stuff to kind of think about and talk about. So I have to ask, are there any other wild and crazy kitchen ideas? If we've got the chainsaw carver, I've been sitting here trying to think of what the equivalent other next product would be. So I haven't come up with one because I'm slightly annoying. I come up with the idea, but I don't have an idea. So what's next for Mighty Carver? Are there other products in development?
Not at the moment. Okay. I mean, we've got our hands full with what we have. We right. have lots of ideas.
Well, here's the way I look at it. You might not need another product because there's about 50 million 30-year-old electric carving knives out there, mm-hmm. all of which are ready to be replaced and could be replaced by the Mighty Carver. So, yeah, I mean, you've got your market right there. Just
yeah.
you know, getting rid of everybody's carver from the 70s that their grandparents handed down to them.
And I know this might be a little too real for some people, but do you find, because you shared with us before we went on the air, that this is not really your bread and butter company? This mm-hmm. is, you know, you have a company that you and your husband have been running together for many years, and then this became kind of a novelty item or a fun company. Have you had a bit of shock with that, like looking at the different, you know, the yes. money that comes in from the first company and then this one? Is it a little bit of
yes.
shock?
It absolutely has been a huge, huge surprise because, you know, we started with our first order of 1,000 units. The Wall Street Journal somehow found us. They were doing an article on the different kind of electric carving knives throughout the years. And and it just popped up one day and I sold 400 in one day.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, oh, my gosh, what happened? So then we decided, you know what, this might be something we can't let this go. We've got to keep it going. You know,
yeah.
we're forced to do it. The accidental entrepreneur, that's me.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. So for everybody who's looking for a great Christmas gift or a great Father's Day gift, or heck, even a great Mother's Day gift, I think, where can they go to pick up a Mighty Carver for one that they love?
So you can get us, you can get it on mightycarver.com. You can get it at Sharper Image. You can get it at Hammaker Schlemmer. That's hard to say.
Yes, it is.
You can get it on The Grommet, and you can get it on Amazon as well.
Fantastic. By the way, that post about the electric knife, Jerome Murray, that's one rabbit hole I'm going to go down. He invented the electric knife. He used, according to your website, he held 75 different patents, and his passion was making daily tasks simpler for all people. So
I might carry that on.
I might learn more about Jerome Murray thanks to this interview. Yeah. But also, I am going to think of who needs a Mighty Carver.
I wonder other if he than would me. Smile or cringe at this edition.
Oh, he'd love it.
Yeah.
Because it keeps it simple.
Right, that's true.
But it adds a great element to it, yeah. I think. And
carries it on.
And I love, Kim, how it all started from the men in your life going, well, I'm not going to do it. You do it. I'm not going to do it. You do it. So you went, all right, I'll create yeah. something that will make you want to do it.
Right,
so instead of solving a problem, well, actually you did solve a problem. Men not doing their part in the kitchen. So well done.
Make
well
it done. Fun for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Kim Burney with Mighty Carver. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks guys. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So I'd encourage everybody to go to mightycarver.com or search for the Mighty Carver. Like she said, at Sharper Image, other stores, and on Amazon. So Gifford, great guest.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, it's got a great product, fun product, very fun product to do. I mean, I was kind of curious about the idea of, you know, does she have her sales cycles going on? Yeah. Is it a big gift item, you know, for own Father's
I'm
Day?
Sure
I'm
it
sure
is.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, so,
It is one of those products though, that, and that's one of the points I was trying to bring up. It is one of those things you buy one, right, for yourself. I mean, right. It's not, you're not buying, and the electric knife is like the one thing they're very rare to have a product that like never breaks it. It
right.
Just, you keep it forever.
Right, right.
You don't replace the blades or anything like that. Tiffany, quick question for you. You know, you have said on this show a couple of times how Ava the Elephant won SKU and some of the obstacles that you face for that.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's going to face those obstacles. Number one, she has another business. Number two, again, it's there's
hers is more of like a fun novelty product. And even bread, like she said, I mean, if there are people that bake a lot of bread, they might buy it just for that, not meat, you know.
And so heaven forbid I disagree with my host, but it's not just fun and novelty. Again, I think it's a replace. It's an object that almost everybody would be mm-hmm. open to replacing if the situation were right.
We don't have an electric knife, but that's one that we could have. Yeah.
Yeah.
For the first time, you know, it's actually interesting enough.
And the fun and novelty might cause you to go, mm-hmm. yeah, let's go ahead and get it. I mean, it's mm-hmm. reasonable price. That'd be cool. I have a chainsaw in my kitchen. Yeah. Hey, check out my new chainsaw. I mean, that's just fantastic.
But I like how she made the point of like, let's make, you know, the holiday get together even more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and memorable. And that's what really all we're trying to do.
That's really all we're trying to do. And remember, it's hashtag strangely satisfying.
Yes.
So we want to thank our guest, Kim Burney from Mighty Carver. Also want to thank you, Gifford, for those people who need to talk about logistics of their product-based business. Remind them how to email or call if you want.
Yeah, just give us a buzz at 678-391-5980 or fsi3pl.com, and you can send it to info at fsi3pl.com.
Very good. Tiffany, you've got you are great with child, but you are still offering the course,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that.
So no consults right now because I'm obviously a little bit busy. Mm-hmm. but I still have a course on my website, tiffanycrimmins.com, that can help inventors. If they do not have the history that Kim has and don't know what to do in manufacturing, they can kind of read through and see what it takes.
It's a self-study course,
yes.
Right? I don't know if you're aware of this, but when Jody and I formed our coup d'etat, we did give a code for 50% off. I don't know if anyone has asked for it. We went through like three versions on the air in the span of a minute, so it might have confused our clients and our listeners, but I guess they'll have to go back and check out the coup d'etat episode and get the discount that Tiffany never said no because she didn't listen to the show. So I just gave away money and, but anyway, that, so while you're going through, bringing another life into the world and not able to do face-to-face consults or Zoom consults, this is a great starting point for people who want to learn more about product-based business. So, for Gifford and for Tiffany and for our great producer, Jody Smith, this is Stephen Julian saying we will catch you next time on Product Genius.